T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 28th of March, 2024. Today, we get up to a high around the low 70s with variable winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Looks like we might be able to have the roof open for opening night tonight. I'm John Little, and it is opening day at the ballpark. The World Series champion Texas Rangers host the Chicago Cubs tonight. Arlington's ready. Fans are ready. The team is, too, and KRLD's Kurt Lewis starts our team coverage.
I have been ready for 149 days.
All right.
Oh, it was November 1st when the Rangers captured their first World Series 149 days ago, and now it's time to defend their title, and fans are expecting big things.
Hey, we're going all the way to the World Series again.
They'd have to go all the way.
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers is right. Opening day is, well, actually opening night this year, because this Rangers-Cubs matchup is the marquee feature on ESPN tonight, so first pitch is not till 6:35. There will still be tailgating, of course. The Globe Life Field parking lot's open at 2 p.m. The gates open at 3:30. The Rangers will start their batting practice right about then at 3:30, while the Cubs BP starts at 4:30. So, yes, go Rangers. Live in the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
When the Rangers take the field tonight, there will be some new faces you'll want to know. KRLD's Austin York continues our team coverage.
Probably the biggest name will be rookie Wyatt Langford, who was picked number 4 overall from Florida in the Major League Baseball draft. The outfielder made the team after belting 7 home runs in spring training.
It's really cool to see and to be a part of an organization that is willing to do that and willing to take that chance on me and to allow me to be able to jump those levels so fast.
Newly signed starter Michael Lorenzen will start the season on the 15-day IL and build up before moving into the rotation. With Gold Glove winner Nathaniel Lowe starting the season on the IL, Jared Walsh, who went to camp with a minor league contract, will play first base.
For me, it was more so the consistent at-bats and putting the barrel of the ball more consistently. Kind of felt like, okay, I'm starting to come back, feel a little bit like my old self.
Relief pitchers Jose Urena, Jacob Latz, and Yeri Rodriguez are new names who will play prominent roles in the middle relief. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ahead of the total eclipse, April the 8th, another North Texas county has issued a disaster declaration.
Top concerns for Kauffman County are, of course, traffic and emergency services, but they're also thinking about fuel and septic and sewer services. The disaster declaration allows for Texas counties to use all available state resources in case of an emergency. The county's population of more than 150,000 people is expected to double during the total eclipse, as the cities of Kauffman and Terrell are right on the center line. The room where Kauffman County's Office of Emergency Management will be monitoring traffic flow and working hand in hand with dispatch. Best case scenario is that roads clear by 5 on April 8th, but Kauffman County says they're looking at a potential gridlock situation after the eclipse ends, which is why they're working with fuel stations in the area.
Well, we have been talking with our fuel stations, the biggest, which is Bucky's. They're going to fill up their tanks to capacity on the 5th. Stores will also be working on that same premise to top off when as best they can beforehand and hope we don't run out in the middle of.
Bathrooms are also a concern, especially with big viewing events that will offer porta potties. Kaufman County says they're working with inspectors to make sure its septic system isn't overloaded that weekend and avoid any biological emergency. Kaufman County has also requested Governor Greg Abbott issue a state disaster declaration.
That's NBC5's Alicia Barrera. A new addition is coming to the Arlington Entertainment District. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more on that.
During the Rangers media event earlier this week, the team's executive vice president of business operations, Rob Matwick, made an exciting announcement.
The Arlington Museum of Art will be opening its doors in a new home inside the former Arlington Expo Center.
That's a 1,200 ballpark way in the same building as Esports Stadium. Matwick says the new location will mean much more exhibit space.
You'll see exhibit spaces totaling more than 40,000 square feet. In their previous location in downtown Arlington, they had a total of 5,500 square feet of exhibition space in the entire building.
The grand opening is this Saturday, and it will open with three unique exhibits: Pompeii, the Immortal City, 1.5 Degrees, and the 34th Annual Youth Art Month Show. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cotton Bowl's $140 million facelift gets started today with groundbreaking on the project. It's being billed as the most comprehensive renovation of the legendary Cotton Bowl Stadium. Upgrades include new restrooms, concession stands, and a new premium seating area. 14 new escalators are being added, along with multi-story entries at the two west entrance gates. The main concourse will double in size, and new artwork will be added. The renovations should be finished by the start of the 2025 State Fair of Texas. So what about this year's fair and Texas OU game? Those events will go on at the Cotton Bowl as scheduled. Renovations are being done in stages to accommodate some of those historic events. Businesses impacted by the explosion at the hotel in downtown Fort Worth can now apply for grant money to help with recovery efforts.
Businesses near where the explosion happened have continued to have difficulty running as usual since the street has been closed since January 8th. The cleanup from the explosion at the signature Sandman Downtown Hotel in Fort Worth is expected to take several more weeks. This week, the LCD, or the Local Development Corporation of Fort Worth, which focuses on job creation in the city, approved a $250,000 disaster recovery stimulus program. Eligible businesses located on 8th Street between Throckmorton and Houston Streets can now apply for up to $50,000 in grant money. Business owners have 6 months to provide receipts of how they expanded the funds on program-eligible expenses. The grant can be used for things such as rent or mortgage, employee support, utilities, supplies, or other approved business needs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Texas Woman's University will play for the Division II Women's Basketball National Championship on Friday. Texas Woman's pounded Ferris State 68-52 last night. They'll match up with Minnesota State for the title Friday night at 7 at St. Joseph, Missouri.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.